nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today, the South Sudan Red Cross says more than half of the accidents they attended to in the country during the festive season involved motorcycle riders. Today we'll be exploring the reasons behind the motorcycle accidents in South Sudan and how drivers and riders can protect themselves and preserve lives. With me in the studio is Joseph Lukak, the director of the South Sudan Red Cross. Welcome, Joseph, to Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Thank you very much, Gabriel Shadar, and thanks to listeners of Radio Miraya, and thanks very much for hosting me at this moment.
Of course, rainy seasons, festive seasons are very unusual times for you.
Yeah, for sure. Especially during Christmas season, it's a busy season for us.
Mm-hmm. Just like doctors, like journalists and the rest, people in the organized forces.
Yeah.
Yes, South Sudan has more and more motorcycles coming in. Does it mean more risks to the lives of the users?
Yeah, definitely, sure. The presence of motorbike in Juba City or across the country poses a major risk to all the border riders and even the drivers themselves, because if you consider the road safety aspect of it, if you ride motorbike, you have more risk compared to somebody who is on a vehicle, because motorbike is basically running on two wheels and you're exposed compared to somebody who is inside a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. There's lesser protection
in that
aspect.
Yeah.
And so you had some findings. You have been observing, let's say that, you have been observing what is going on with the accidents. So what are some of your findings lately?
For sure, we as a country in South Sudan, if you talk about the road safety aspect of it, I think it's one of the major problems that the country is facing, because we don't have really a road safety department as such that handle all issues of road safety. Considering to this also, another element is, the Traffic Act in this country goes back to 2003. And you can imagine this is before we became independent. So that's why issues of law enforcement become an issue, because if you don't have act, definitely you'll not be able to reinforce some of these measures that you want to put in place. So from our own and findings, we see it's important that law has to be enforced, and we also need to make sure that we back this law up with extensive awareness and putting in place all the protective measures and systems and policies, so that at least we safeguard the life of our citizens in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joseph, we are road users in one way or another, and every time we pass, especially weekends, starting from evening of Fridays, and then to the morning of Sundays and mornings of Mondays, we are all seeing things happening in this town, and we wonder why. What's going on?
Yeah. I think this all goes back to road safety, because, this culture in South Sudan, when people see Friday coming, you start like jumping ahead of the week because you want to reach weekend very fast. And I think one of the major causes is also the fact that most of our drivers and even riders, they drive or they ride these motor vehicles under influence of alcohol. And others even goes beyond that, the other under influence of other drugs. And mm-hmm. this is a bigger risk. And if you consider the population of this country, the bigger percentage of it is youth. And most of these people who are involved in these fatal accidents and big problems on the road are youth. And just to tell you something, a few weeks ago we were doing some monitoring visit together with our partner ICRC, and findings also from the, because they have ortho center where these are people who are amputated because of gunshot and other things, and road traffic accident also has a part in that, because at the end, if you have accident, if you broke your leg, in most cases you end up being amputated, you see. So it's a big problem, especially youth is really a bigger percentage of this.
Let's have a look at your findings lately. You said more than half of the cases that were reported. Let's have a closer view to your findings from the accidents that happened during the festive season.
I think during the festive season, the bigger percentage, as I reported earlier on this morning, is almost 56% of these cases that we handle are motorbike accidents. And this happens mainly between the eve of the new year and during the other days of the Christmas. And these are basically, as I mentioned, these are youth. And the major causes is basically they ride under influence of alcohol, as I mentioned. Number two is also reckless riding or driving, because you see somebody riding a motorbike, honing and even like allowing the motorbike to move free, and then your hands are that raised up and you're just jubilating. They don't care about life completely. And there's no any element of safety that they even consider. And imagine that if you're under influence of alcohol, you have a wrong judgment when it comes to issues of safety.
Yeah, of course, people want to show up, but at the expense of their lives. Let's have some of the have a look here. I will cite some of the records. One is from the United States, and in there, Forbes made these kind of conclusions. They say that motorcycle riders have a 28% risk of losing their lives. This is in the United States, imagine. More than 70% of the accidents involved riders without licenses to drive motorcycles. Three, most of the accidents happen in front collisions. Four, not wearing a helmet increases fatality in the motorcycle accidents. And fifth, motorcycle accidents involve speeding. And another list gives five reasons or causes of motorcycle accidents. Number one, and which you have said, is alcohol and drug abuse. Two, speed. Three, inexperience and inattention. And four, physical and emotional impairment. Fifth is mechanical problems. And six is weather and seasons. And fourth, seventh is the roadway conditions. And eight is left turns. And nine is distracted drivers. Yeah. And 10 is the user and road users, roadway and user threats. Are we speaking about South Sudan also?
I think if you consider these elements and factors that you mentioned, and if you have read the Global Road Safety Report of 2021-2022, I think these are all like kind of set international factors, which South Sudan is not an exemption of this. And when we talk about road safety, all those elements applies in our case in South Sudan. And this is only in the United States, where we see like these are more advanced countries. And road safety issues in underdeveloped countries like in Africa is another bigger risk that citizens are facing. And here in South Sudan, that's why of late we heard about this resolution that people have to put on helmet from the Minister of Interior. But if you see the road today in South Sudan, you'll not even see, if you stand on the road, maybe for 1 hour you'll only see maybe one person riding a motorbike, even none. And we have neighboring countries, like in East African countries, if we go to Rwanda, for example, you will never see somebody riding a motorbike without a helmet, not even those who are onboarding a motorbike. It's mandatory that everybody has to put on helmet. And what is the importance of this helmet? People don't understand, because here in South Sudan, if you see somebody riding motorbike, if he happen to have a helmet, you will see that this helmet is put in front of the motorbike, leaving the head like that. So the idea of having helmet is basically is a caution, like you are putting a glass in the middle of a blanket to protect that that glass from pressure. So when you have helmet comprises of different parts. You have the outer one, which is a shell, and you have the inner cover, which is more very soft. And then you have the last, that cover, which is like a fine piece of cloth. Then number three, you have this strap that you tie at your cheek here. You see?
Yeah.
So these things are all put together so that this it protects your brain, because you can ride a motorbike, you can fall down, your leg can get broken. it can be fixed. But imagine if you knock your head on the tarmac road, and that's the end. There's no spare part for that.
Mm.
The doctors cannot do anything if your head got crushed. There's nothing that you can do. So you lose your life. So people here don't value. They don't value, really. They don't value. And the bigger percentage, if you divide the body of human being, the highest percentage is here, even at the head, because this is where the engine is.
Yeah.
And then the next percentage, over 35%, is from your neck to the chest, where the organs are. That's why this part of the chest is well protected. You have the ribs, you have the belly, and you have all those internal organs are all here, you see. That's why we really need to encourage people to start changing their lifestyle, even behaviors when you're crossing road. You mentioned about the destructive driving. Somebody's on motorbike, he's riding, and he's talking on phone. Imagine this. And it's in a busy road. Somebody's driving, he's responding to phones, he's drinking alcohol. These are all factors that we need really to alert our public and those people who are using road really not to continue practicing this, because we are risking life of other road users. Everybody have a right to use this road, but now if you are condoning all these kind of practices, you're also risking life of others. You have seen in Juba, very rare that you see road signs. You see?
Yeah.
And when we talk about Road Safety Week, some months back, we together with the Central Equatoria State Traffic Department, those are some of the issues that we are talking about. And you see schools are busy, children crossing, you don't see any zebra crossing, you don't see any road sign that tells you, okay, slow down, this is a school zone, this is a market area, this is a hospital, don't horn. Even inside the hospital, you see somebody horning. I think we have a lot of issues. License are issued to people under age, and sometimes you don't even have license, you are just there on the road. We need to restrict even the driving schools who are teaching people driving. So traffic rules need to be reinforced.
Yeah. Let's speak about those who had accidents. Is there any chance that is it enough just to say, okay, you had a motor accident, but do you in the Red Cross go further to investigate how that accident happened?
Basically, this is not part of our job. Our job is only to provide immediate life-saving service, first aid, and we rush this person to better medical care or to the hospital. But most of the reason is like what you have just outlined, because most of these youth, especially during festive season, most of them are under, I can say even 99%, they're under influence of alcohol. Even on the 1st of January, we were just along Kupri Habova. A woman, very poor woman in the morning, she was going Tamiya just to sell in the morning. This woman was crushed. The legs were broken early in the morning, around 6.
With a motorbike.
And this is a young boy under influence of alcohol. You can see these kind of things.
This is a serious case. And of course, many listeners who are outside there, and they are users of motorcycles in one way or another. And there are very, very funny stories or very tragic stories going outside there. And of course, speeding. I don't know why every South Sudanese is speeding. Where are they going?
This is a big problem, because major causes of the accidents is speeding. Because even if you are drunk and you are going at a lower speed, I think the impact of that accident may be less compared to somebody who is under influence of alcohol and is on higher speed. Speed is the major cause of these fatalities in Juba here. And I think youth, because they're under influence of alcohol, you have that euphoria that you feel like you're flying. And you can see most of the motorbikes here, they even redesigned them to produce a sound that can draw attention of the public,
you see? Yeah.
And even now, I have seen a trend. The headlamp of the motorbike is not like what used to come with the motorbike from the company. They remove it and they put this flashlight that blink.
Which also
distorts your vision. Even if you're not under influence of alcohol, but if this motorbike is coming on your opposite direction, if you're not careful, you can cause accident. And these are things that need to be regulated by law. And I have just mentioned that our law goes back to 2003. Even if, I don't know if you have access to this traffic act, you will see that some of the fines are talking about it, Nenjine, Kamsa Jine, what. These small things that have last long, long.
Yeah.
So this need to be picked up by the authorities, and we need to rectify new act for traffic in this country.
Yeah. What would be, now you have spoken about two things, like the users and the regulators. Yeah. What's your message first to the regulators?
To the regulators, I think, to me, there's a big problem between the road users or the drivers and the regulators. There's a big boundary. People have taken or people have perceived the traffic, people in traffic uniform wrongly, because everybody see a traffic like an enemy. They are just there to extort money from people, they are not doing their job, and this and this and this. There are a lot of things. And I think we need to break this barrier and try to bring back the positive image of a traffic policeman, because those people are deployed on the road to perform their duties to make sure that safety is there for all the road users. And because of this lack of awareness and also professionality in terms of training these traffic officers, such of these behaviors are coming out, and the public have been noticing this. And on the other side also, there are those committed and diligent traffic officers who are really doing their professional job. So it's a two-way kind of cooperation that is needed from the law enforcement agencies and the road users, because the bigger part of this is from the traffic itself. If you find me as a driver, I misbehave or I'm driving irresponsibly, if you stop me at the roadside, you should be able to give me awareness. If I'm under influence of alcohol, you should say this is wrong, you see? And maybe you can keep me in some safe place, mm-hmm. and until morning you can say,
exactly,
Mr. So-and-so, yesterday we got you under influence of alcohol, you are fined by this, and you're not supposed to do this, this. And you can even confiscate the license. But this is not happening, you see? So we have a long way, Shadar. We have a long way to go in this country by road safety. Mm-hmm. Long, long journey to go. And even up to now, you see all these fatalities. You don't have an active road safety program that is ongoing in this country. There's none. Nothing completely. And around October, November, we did a road safety awareness campaign together with the State Traffic Department. And the report from the State Traffic Department, Central Equatoria State, was from January to December 2022, there were 2,436 fatalities of road accident. Now see, from January up to October, November 2023, that number has gone to 2,700 plus, you see? And you see, these are data that are really shocking and alarming, and we need to pick up. These are claiming life of our young generation.
This is more than COVID-19.
This is too much. It's too much. And you have seen that even now, people are saying, shakal shunana, shakal boda boda. Was a boda boda a profession? It was not a profession.
Not, yeah.
But because of these difficulties economic-wise and this, people now see like this is the only means to survive.
But if you are living in hardship and you have to go and make boda-boda, at least preserve your life.
That's it.
And the lives of others that you might hit.
The only thing we have to do is really to talk through the boda-boda union. Mm. So because they're the one in charge of these boda-boda stations across the city here. Yeah. Mm. And public should be sensitized that don't ride on any motorbike without helmet. If one station have adopted this policy or this implemented this policy of the government, you will see the public will even change. Because of my safety, I cannot even be on motorbike that doesn't provide me with a helmet. Then they will lose the business until they have to change.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. So what are the elements of the, what do you call, road safety program?
In the road safety program, there are a lot of elements that you have to consider. Mm. One of it, of course, is the issue of the law, of the act itself. That's say regulations. Another thing is, of course, it involves also human being, which has to do with a lot of behaviors. You have the element of a vehicle itself, the safety and the features of the vehicle. Some people are even, some of these courses are not from the driver, neither from the boda-boda rider. It's maybe the mechanical condition of this car. It's not good. People here, just you buy a car and you're there just on the road, but you don't know the mechanical status of this car. Mm-hmm. Another element is also the issue of the infrastructure, the road. Our roads are also another factor, because I can drive well, I respect the rules, but if the roads have potholes and this and they are not made in engineering
no lights.
Way, no lights, nothing completely, no traffic lights and this, and it's a problem. You drive around airport road, you have seen those big potholes.
Yeah.
Even if you ride, you'll just get accident.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So there are different factors that come across issues of road safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the listeners. Joseph Lukak, the director of the South Sudan Red Cross, with me here in the studio. And it's time now to have the listeners with us. So, Mustaine, of course, we're going to talk about the nationwide South and the country with Atna on the Radio Miraya. One of my fellow studio here, the director with South Sudan, Salib Al-Ahmar for United Sudan, Joseph Lukak. And we're going to talk about الحوادث الكثيرة اللي بتحصل في الزمن بتاعة المناسبات زمن العيد وزمن رأس السنة وأي احتفالات كده الناس في إجازة والحوادث بتزيد وقال لنا هنا إنه الناس اللي حصل ديهم حوادث أكثر من نصهم في الأسبوع الفات ديل كان يعني ناس سايقين مواتر فكلمنا أنت كمستمع الحظ شنو بالنسبة لك هناك أنت ما زال بتشوف إنه المواتر دي بتشكل عليك خطر في منطقتك ونصائحك شنو للناس اللي بيستخدموا المواتر وجارين بسرعة وليه الناس يعني مستعجلين كده يعني لحقين شنو يعني المسافات كلها حتى في جوبا هنا جوبا دي ما مدينة كبيرة بقولوا عليها عشان زول يكون مستعجل شديد بس عشان يقطع من كيلومتر واحد لكيلومتر تاني ويضيع حياته في النص هناك فالتلفون 0929 686 2297 والاس ام اس بتاعنا 0121 77 141 and I will be picking your calls. Hello? We've lost the caller there, and the SMS line is 0912177141. As usual, we have our Zen lines are 0912062950 2079, and I'll be picking your calls. Hello, Nationwide.
Hello.
Marhaba, welcome. مرحبا مين معنا؟
عبد الله
متصل من وين؟
عبد الله متصل من عويل.
مرحبا بك.
كيف تقعدين؟
تمام.
كوزين طيبين كمان.
صحة وسلامة.
إن شاء الله يكون لكم أمان جديد.
أمين.
برنامجكم بس.
نعم عبد الله.
بودة. اللي عاجل أكثر عاجل أنا بخاف جنوب اللي زعب بودة فرنسا بودة. Okay.
Aye.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to have any good.
Yeah. Let him to have any.
Allah, I love you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know that if you are, I don't know if you know my thing. I didn't have doubt you said it. I don't have any good on it.
No. It's a result of you know.
لا نقول أنا ما أعرف عالم بوردة بس أنا من هذا الرمضة وما يجي شعر صورة طويل.
نعم.
عالم شعر ترام تازورة في دون ذاك بعد ورقة وما هي بمشوار ما هي طالع.
نعم. شكرا لك عبد الله من أول هناك نأخذ متصل تاني. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Okay. Yeah, talking to Ngorga Jarob.
Ngorga Jarob, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, what I just want to, you know, those information even me here now, I'm actually certified with some of them. So I just want to add the guests in the studio. Are they also giving the same information, which is now, what I just want to say, Gabriel Kadari, that. Those information which is now giving to us, are they also giving them to traffic police, like training them so that also they get some of the things, some of the information where they can avoid also the road users and also the traffic personnel. So are they giving them also awareness? That is what I just want to ask.
Yes, thank you. There, Ngor Gotch Arob. He was calling from there. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
مرحبا
مرحبا مين معنا؟
كيف شاء الله كويس؟
تمام تمام
الحمد لله. جيمس امبياني من مدينة توني ساوث كاونتي.
جيمس امبيا مرحبا بك.
أنا كويسين جدا طبعا. أنا ما لي سؤال كثير طبعا. زمان اللي جيت ستان يعني حادث بيجا كيف يعني تبشوا حادث بيجا كثير موتران وموتران أعباد موتر يعني بعدين ده بكون صعب جدا. They had to stick a shanzol the terrain progression bones like Shabbat, Shankereman, Mankerema, Sajil, the higher bitoman. Then this is a kid at a man, Zul can be Sajil, the higher bito, she resolves the Kanamula Hadish Bamulusion. Would they have to suburb that Shanzol Tala Marayat Bara, Maria Marcus, the Mortar, Barmara Burmafi, Barmara Mind, and Tegi Vitol, Bukutos Razmas, a Jedi Kulta, which would be in Zul Tala, Legit Bara. Barmaral kaman yang timo tarbutala sinjunde yang hajir hual adi bito butala bar yang bamul dua telnas barmara itama jamnal kira yang debo kul sab jeden dor shuno eshano ubader oru lena dal al al suga al boda boda.
Thank you. Shukran le katir. James Mbia, when I'm the I have one of the listeners, he has sent an SMS. I think this is an old message, but let me check another one here. Okay. Also, it's an old message. I don't know why he's sending us an old message. Okay, these are all pending messages. I think the people are keep sending them, but let me pick a caller here. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Nationwide with you. Hello? أنت ما سامعني؟ أنا ما سامعك.
يا دوك سمعت.
أوكي، معي منو؟
معي أيوب.
أيوب. أيوب من الجبل. مرحبا بك.
برنامجكم حلو. وجميل شديد.
شكرا لك. نعم أيوب. أيوب تسمعني؟ لأنه أنا ما سامعك. أنا أسف لأيوب ما سامعني. حاول مرة تانية. ألو. ألو.
مساء الخير.
مساء النور.
أنا صابر من واو.
مرحب بك صابر.
تحية لضيفك في الاستديو وتحية لكل المستمعين.
شكرا لك.
نعم البرنامج جدا جميل شديد. فأنا هنا في واو هنا الشباب هم أكثر الفئات المسببة للحوادث. لأنه أنا ما أعرف السبب الوحيد هو يعني بتلقى الشاب يسخر يعني بسوق موتر بسرعة مبالغ. وفي بعض منهم يعني بس هو عبارة عن شو يعني تحشيش بس يعني لما يشوف مجموع من البنات يعني في الشارع وبحاول يزيد السرعة ويوري نفسه إنه يعني هو سائق ماهر. فالحاجات ده هو دائما بيسبب حوادث. فعندي سؤال لبديل. طبعا انا ما سواق لكن في بعض العربات بتلقى ديريكسيون بتاعه في جهه عكسي يعني بكون في يمين. فانا ما اعرف هل ده يعني واحد من العوامل اللي بيسبب حوادث ولا ما عنده علاقه بالحادث.
Shukran. One from Ye Otima, he says, frankly, the traffic police are the cause due to Boda Boda avoiding charges. So they speed and run away because they want to avoid charges. But you speed away and then you lose your life and you cause an accident and you end up behind bars. What is better? That is a question for you there. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
مرحبا.
السلام عليكم مساء.
مساء.
أنت طيب.
وأنت طيب مين معنا؟
ما كبير أنا بعرف بي او سي في ملاكال.
كبير بي او سي ملاكال مرحبا بك.
يا اوكي والله شكرا. طبعا الحمد لله خيطه من بعد انت ما في هذا عمل نفسه يا حوادي. طبعا في مهاتر عندنا بداية في المخام وبصفة هذا البجر الشديد ده ما هذا البشار طبعا يقول لي شهر مهاتر كده انا دار نمشي من ستوان لستاتو وكلامه كله داخل المخام اصلا ما دامين يقول يمشي بكوريان وبيحول لي شهر المهاتر وبسوق بسواق يعني فانا ما اعرف ان في داخل الكام ده السرعة بتاع مهاتر ده يقول لي سوق بيعت السرعة دار نسمع من الضيف ده
شكرا لك.
شكرا
لك. Very interesting. يعني الناس قاعدين جوا مخيم ذاته ما أكثر من 1 كيلومتر ولا 2 كيلومتر وزول داري يستلف بودة ويجربه جوا المخيم يعني حاجة صعبة. Hello. We have lost the caller there. Of course, the line for call is 09-29-686-297 and also the Zen lines are 09-1206-2950 and also 09-1206-2079. And with me in the studio is Joseph Lukak, the director of the South Sudan Red Cross, which is a charity, a medical charity involved in helping the people in South Sudan. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
مرحبا. مرحبا. مين معنا؟
محمد.
منو؟ Hello.
سامي جاي محمد
مريال. مرحبا بك.
شكرا للبرنامج. أنا بس على الدي بس والوايد. بانوراد. تبلغ البوليس هو البوليسار قاعد بجيب في السيارة. يلا بسافر العربية. بعد ما هل ده قاعد بسافر فوق العربية هل كلام ده في قوانين متعود يعني ده واحد من نواهي بتاعهم عشان مال ده براي اما في سينية يسفر عربية عشان عربية يجيب مال ده هل كلام ده معقول؟
شكرا شكرا لك كثير وناخد داخل متصل. الو
الو
مرحب بك ويلكم
نساكم جميل تماما
مرحبا مين معنا؟
مالا بان من مكان
مرحبا بك أبان.
نعم بنحييكم في سيدي وكل سنة وانت طيب يا جماعة.
وانت طيب.
الحمد لله. أنا عندي سؤال لضيف وبشكر الأخوان الكلام وقبالي. في قول ملاس أنا قاعد ناس كتير يعني تلقى سواق يعني ما قاعد يشيل مسؤول كافي نوعي سواقين قاعد يشربوا. تلقى واحد شربان ودير يركب عربية يسوق عربية أنا دي نسأل ده في سيديو البشر زي ده ممكن يافل سلام الناس والسلام نفسه ذاته
okay.
وكلام ده حد بتاعه كيف بدأ بتقري
okay.
السؤال الثاني يعني فيه همار صغار يسوق مواطر تلقوهم 18 سنة 19 سنة و 17 زي تلقوا جاري موتور مباشر عمار بتاع كم معقول اسراء كده عشان ممكن يسوقوا سيارات التحريري
اوكي
ده سؤال انا دير نسأله يعني حاجة داسة منتشر بقاسن جال سوقار غير مواطر بيك زي عجلة دينه فطر بنسبة لهم شيء حاجة دي كيف مجتمعات بتاعنا في جنوب سرين يقدر يعملوا الضبط والقانون ده
يا أحمر المعقول. نعم تمام شكرا شكرا كثيرا بان we have left Joseph with just 5 minutes to conclude and okay. Of course your concluding remarks I think most of the listeners they are becoming aware now at least those who have called that there is a big issue people are losing lives because of movement in the country so what is your concluding remarks for them
Thank you very much. شكرا لكل المتصلين لأسئلة لهم سألوا because نسبة للزمن أنا ما حقدر أمشي لأسئلة دي كله لكن في خلاصة تعرف حاجة دي في نهاية برجع لقوانين ترافيك في بلد ناس الكلام من كلام إنه ديركسيون في شمال وفي يمين ده حاجات كله منصوص في قانون يعني درايفنج سيستم حقنا مفروض ديركسيون يكون في شمال شفت that is it That's how the roads are set. So عشان كده مرات ده برضه بيسبب حوادث. في حاجات كتير بتعلق ان سلوكيات المرور, رجل المرور بيقف في سينيه وبيقف في نص الشارع, ده حاجات مثيره الناس مرور بيجاي بالو, لكن ده كله مجملا بيرجع لكاباسيتي بيلدينج تا ترافيك بوليس في نهايه السلامه تا طرق. حاجات كتير ممكن نتكلم عنه, الامر الافتراضي المفترض يكون كامل زول عشان يكون سايق حتى لو موتر ولا عربيه, وفي قوانين ده حاجات دارين يعدل, لكن انا متاكد في قانون الموجود حسب بيكون من 18
سنه لفوق.
But you see it's people are doing contrary to that, حاجات عكس ده, تلقى جينا 15 12 سنه ناس سايقين عربات which is wrong. وفي ناس هنا يعني تلقى جينا صغير زول سايق في 8 انت ما تقدر تتكلم عنده جينا زول كبير, لكن القانون في ما في زول, there's nobody who is above the law. Frankly speaking, يعني نحن فقدنا ارواح كثير في اوقات تهرب في جنوب السودان هنا before independence and even after independence, but the trend which is ongoing now in road traffic accident or road crashes is beyond, I tell you. So this is an alarm that we need to do something as a country, from the authorities, from the private sectors, from the organizations. I think people need to open an eye on this, and also part of this should be at the family level. Don't give your motorbike the jena underage. My jena underage, but I'm a logistics sekarang na delay motor. You don't need to give me that motorbike. Well, what did you move that Arabia? Satu, I'm te tasir ta kohol. Wala lo mushet ba Arabia, I'm mutakit zola hayamil hadis. So hajat deketir birjale on your personal judgment. Intern last inter gay sulukiatak as you take their tariff in the shunu salam or rota in Sunday Mohim. Vital gazol mud making shakal for munazama, you go mishereleg bajaj arba hamsa. ودي لك ليال صغار في هلا قال لي هذا اللي اشتغل دخل لي قروش كل يوم. Imagine you are risking the life of that young youth because at the end it's 5000 نهايه يوم. That's a big risk. جرى ممكن موتر يشيلوا منه, ممكن يدقوا بتورونتو, ممكن يدقوا بتلقى موتر يشيلوا منه. Who is going to be responsible? Yeah. I think those people who also have resources, I think you need to know where to put your money, because buying a motorbike and putting it on rent وجنا صغير اللي بكون امه مات ابو مات ما عنده طريقه ثانيه إلا he has just to follow your rules. They're not here. Tani haja de mark ways. Lo inte lo kan saham to saat the general life matter is come bukun asa minte di motor im shuk tulu. Ite bukun demir exar ma bukun murta. So nasaya la amana gade gul nishunu. Mushkila ta salama ta turuk biga mushkila kebir fi jinu pa Sudan fi kul al mudun. A report na gade gulu gibelda da kul al wilayat. So udabas min jamiyat asali balah mar barau nihna lu shilna ite lu jibta nasta traffic hina ana motakir hay gulleg argam khayaliya bukun katir lu jibta mudir mushesho tajuba zato hina asheni gulleg hawadis alhasa lu kam nas mato hay dig argam khayali daborin shunu modu ta road safety day is a big problem in this country, and we need to pay attention. Risk akbar risk now. The country is opening. We have bigger roads. Juba, Uganda, Juba, Bahargazal, yeah. Juba, Bor. These roads are all now also registering cases. Imagine between 24th and 26th December, between Juba and Terkeka, we have 9 cases. Okay. Leave alone in 27, Lahadi Rasasena.
Yeah.
So it's a big problem.
Yeah, we are caught up with time. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank I think you. We will come again and again and speak sure, about sure, these sure. issues. Yeah. We pick one area and we elaborate on it. Thank you very yeah, much for coming, even after a short notice. And this is the end of today's discussion on Radio Mirai's Nationwide with me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks for listening.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Mirai.